Don't you think the public bathrooms are gross most of the time? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris, Joe, Gianna, you're not going to believe what our beloved Gianna does in the office. We just found this out. How long have you been here?
I've been here for a little over 2 years now.
I've never known this. I've never known that you've done this until right this second.
The day that I started, you know, coming here and working, I line the toilet seat with toilet paper every time I go to the bathroom.
Here in the office.
Every time I pee.
Or you also said that sometimes you hover.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta hover over the thing.
No, wait, I can't. I mean, you do this in a public bathroom. I totally get that.
But I consider this a public bathroom.
This is not a public bathroom.
This is absolutely a public bathroom. I think if any toilet that has one of those stainless steel knobs as the flusher, that is a public restroom. I'm just saying. Have you ever seen one of those in someone's home? No.
I kind of feel like, you know, your office bathroom is an extension of your home. Don't you think?
No. Not personally.
I'm shocked that you hover here in the office.
Yeah, I mean, I usually like will just line it with toilet paper. I mean, do you know how many butts sit on that thing? Chris, I love you dearly, but I don't want your butt sweat on my butt. That's not cute. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to be sharing butt germs.
I do not hover here. I do not cover it with toilet paper.
I do. I mean,
there's people that use my toilet at home, guests and things like that.
Yeah, but it's a little different. Like a somebody's bathroom in their home. Now, my mom sometimes doesn't even sit directly down in some people's houses.
Nuh-uh.
No, I swear. She's a little more extra than me. It's a little more extra than I am. But
Gianna, you probably spend more time with the people here in the building right now than you do most of your family.
Yeah, and it's not personal. It's not personal. It's just there's a lot of people here and not a lot of toilets to be used. And
there's probably more here than at your home.
You have out of how many people? Like
there's probably only about six people here right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
But think throughout the day, how many butts are on that toilet? It's a lot.
You are cracking me up. I think, honestly, you've got to be the only one that does this at their office.
I'm not. And also, I've come out before and said that I'm a foot flusher. Remember, we've established that.
You don't do that at home, obviously.
Not at home.
And here you do?
Every time I go to the bathroom here, every time I pee, the toilet seat gets lined with toilet paper and I flush it with my foot.
I just kind of feel like this is where I spend, besides home, this is where I spend most of my time.
Oh, I agree.
But no, I don't do any of that here.
Oh, I without
Wait,
a doubt do.
All right. We have to open the phones because I swear I think you were the only one. I think people feel very at home at their office because you spend so much time there.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know.
Do you do this in your office bathroom? Do you cover up the toilet seat? Do you foot flush? Do you hover at your office bathroom? No way. All right. 60.
You
sit directly on your office toilet seat. Yes, right? Gianna just blew our minds. After 2 years here, she told us that she has never sat on the toilet seat here at work.
And don't get me wrong. Look, I still consider the bathroom here a public bathroom. Now, don't
it's
get me wrong.
It's not a public bathroom.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's like a New York Penn Station bathroom. Right. It's a little different. But it's still not your home bathroom.
It's cleaned probably more than your home bathroom or my home bathroom. It's cleaned daily.
It's still too many butts for my comfort zone touching that toilet
seat.
There's
no way there's a bunch of hoverers or toilet seat covers at their office. You spend too much time at your office to do that all the time. But you know what? The phones are jammed. So let's get right to the phones. We've got Sonia and Ewing on the line. All right. Are you a hoverer at the office?
I am a hover at the office.
No way.
Something is wrong. Okay. The office is dirty. You know how many people use the bathroom and don't wash their hands?
Oh, Sonia, you just painted another picture for me.
We work in a small office.
All right,
let's go to Desiree in East Windsor because I have a feeling she's going to agree with me. Right, Desiree?
I do agree with Chris on this one. I mean, I feel like the office bathroom is kind of an extension of the home. But I will agree with the foot flushing.
The foot flushing.
Oh, gosh.
She's a foot flusher.
So she'll sit, but you foot flush.
Yeah, she's a foot flusher. Am here. Okay, you know what? The foot flusher.
I don't think I've ever done that in my life.
A foot flusher?
Well, I do my sleeve if I don't want to touch it, because then my clothes get washed.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, let's go to Lisa and Ewing. Lisa, I hear you're a hoverer, too. I can't believe this.
Absolutely, positively, 100%. I am not sitting on anything. I don't care if it's my niece's house, family house. If it's not my toilet, I hover. And the only time I will lay down toilet paper is if I have to do a number two, which I don't normally do at work. So, absolutely. And if I could, if I was limber enough to foot flush, I would, but I can't with the way the toilet is at work.
I got to be honest. I'm pretty impressed with all your leg muscles. I'm not sure I could hover.
It's so funny.
You all right, Shannon. To. Shannon's in Barnegat. You are also a foot flusher, Shannon?
Yeah, I gotta say, I've been a long-term foot flusher. I also have to say, it makes me happy because I thought I was the only like germaphobe in this country.
Nope. I'm with you, Shannon.
Oh my
I am
God.
With you.
I have better immunity than you. Although here I am sick right now. And
I know, right? Here you are, Chris Rollins.
It's allergies. It's allergies. All right, let's go to Cherise in Princeton. Oh God, I'm anxious to hear what you have to say here, Cherie.
Chris, I don't know where those bunkies have been. Foot flush, elbow. I don't touch the door. Are you kidding me? This cleaning woman said, "You know these women's bathrooms are so nasty." From that day forward, I hover, elbow, everything else. I don't touch anything.
Oh I'm definitely gosh. Asleep. I mean, even the doorknobs around here, this is where I'm. The one reason I'm not looking forward to summer is because, you know, short sleeves.
Right.
Like, I do not really touch the doorknobs around here. But again, that's not because I think it's gross and disgusting. I just don't want to get sick. And I know that's how germs are passed easily. You know what I mean?
When I'm in the bathroom, I line the toilet. This is my process. Oh my line
this
the toilet
is a
seat.
Lot of effort.
You foot flush. You wash your hands, and then with your paper towel that you dry your hands off, I touch the light switch and the doorknob, and you throw it out.
I do that too. I have to say,
Diane and Chalfont said, "Thank God we have toilet seat covers at my job. I don't want anyone's butt sweat on me." And Diane, I stand with you.
Wait,
I hear
you. I understand.
You.
I don't. My butt does not sweat.
There's just sweat in general.
Oh
just it's not cute.
You're exhausting.
I'm.
Like, are you tired when you get home from work from
no,
doing all this?
But you know what I am? Clean.
It's a lot.
I'm clean when I get home.
7:22. It's Chris and the crew. Listen, we are talking Taylor with Donnie from Pop Crush Nights because he's like the expert. He's going to come on around 7:30. We're getting all ready for Tortured Poets Department, which of course is out tonight at midnight. You're invited tonight, 11 o'clock. Al's Airport in Bar and Grill in Ewing. We're having a listening party. Yeah, Taylor cocktails, exclusive prizes, and more. Bring all your friends. Joe's going to be out there tonight after trivia because he's doing trivia tonight too at 8. So it's Al's Airport in Bar and Grill in Ewing.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Just after 8 o'clock, we're going to give you the first cash code of the day. Well, we got a lot going on. Yeah, 30 grand in your hand. That can be tickets to every Taylor show for the rest of her tour. Can you imagine?
Or two concerts, depending on how expensive.
Or a plane ride, too. You could like follow her around the world.
Exactly.
All right, so we'll do that just after 8 o'clock. It's brought to you locally by Dogs and Cats Rule for all natural pet foods and supplies online at dogsandcatsrule.pet.
Coming up 7:40, we're going to play Can't Beat Chris. Chris is on a two-day winning streak. So if you think you can take her on and beat her, we'll be doing it at 7:40.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
Ready for the Totally Taylor takeover of 94.5 PST. All morning long tomorrow, you got to join us. It's nothing but Taylor Swift. Yeah, we're going to play the new album, the Tortured Poets Department, which is due out at midnight tonight. Of course, our favorite Taylor throwback songs all morning long. So we brought Donnie on from Pop Crush Nights. He's a total Swiftie, talking about Tortured Poets Department out at midnight. What's up, Donnie?
Oh, not much. It's Taylor mania, but I'm in my feels, so I'm going to have a, you know, a good night, but also a rough weekend. I'm going to be crying. I'm going to be laughing, but I'm going to be listening to Taylor. So it doesn't matter.
Tortured Poets Department, of course, out at midnight. All right, let's go through some of the tracks on the album. The first one, let's talk, is So Long, London. What do you think?
Okay, we were all wondering, is Taylor going to, you know, bash Joe Alwyn? Is she going to bring him up? Is she going to be nice about him? And then it's obvious, So Long, London.
Yeah.
I mean, it's saying, bye, girl, bye. Like, what else is there to say? He's saying, bye.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's a follow-up in some ways to, like, London Boy and stuff. I imagine that was going to be deep in her feels. Or is it going to be anthemic and she's going to be like, bye, boy? Like, is which angle do you think it'll take?
No, I think it's a, I should never have done this. I should never have been here. I don't know why I took so long. So long, I'm never coming back.
One Chris and I were talking about was, but Daddy, I love him. Which,
yeah, is this about Harry or is this about Joe Alwyn?
You know, the problem with Taylor, which Swifties don't kill me, is there are a lot of men this could be about. And I think that is the thing that we have to worry about. But if it's about Harry, it's like, sweetie, you already did Style. I think if you're doing multiple songs about Harry, you got to move on. That relationship did not last long enough to have multiple songs.
Yeah, at least Joe Alwyn was 6 years, you know?
Literally.
What if this one's about Maddie Healy? Because, I mean, he had to be a controversial figure with her parents.
That's true. I can't imagine her dad liked him very much.
I mean, I don't think the public likes him very much.
That's
I mean,
true.
I think, you know, it's like, but public, I love him. Fans, I love him.
Yeah, I wonder if that is why they actually broke up. I'm not sure. So these are at least two of the tracks I think we'll be watching for tomorrow. I mean, we could go through all 16, but those are at least two for our start. And Donnie, you come back with us next hour around the same time. We'll do this again.
I'll be here.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Now we're getting closer to 8 o'clock now. Your first cash code of the day, 30 grand in your hand, still going on. That could be that trip. That trip to, I don't know, Hawaii that you've always wanted to take. Wouldn't that be great? All right, so download the 94.5 PST app if you haven't yet. You still have time, don't worry. 10 codes every weekday, 10 chances at 30 grand in your hand. Sponsored locally by Dogs and Cats Rule. All right, so get going on that. We'll do that just after 8 o'clock.
Coming up in just a few minutes at 7:40, we'll play Can't Beat Chris, the queen of pop culture. Survives another day. She's on a 2-day streak. So if you think you can beat her, we'll play it at 7:40.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Thursday's edition of Can't Beat Chris. Who is our contestant? Hello.
Hi, this is Allison from Cherry Hill.
Allison, say hello to your opponent.
It's Chris Rollins from 94.5 PST.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you? Ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to take a little pop culture trivia quiz.
Yep, you're going to get three questions. Chris will not hear your answers, Allison. She'll be in a soundproof room when she comes back. We'll see who gets more right, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, love that energy. All right. Reality star Lala Kent was spotted rocking her baby bump at Coachella. What Bravo reality show does she star on?
Vanderpump Rules.
Do you want to lock that in?
Yes.
All right. Going to go on to our second question. Chance the Rapper is currently going through a public divorce. What singing competition show was he recently a coach on?
The Voice.
The Voice. And the third and final question. Lady Gaga will star as Harley Quinn in the new Joker movie. Finish the lyrics to her song, Paparazzi.
Paparazzi.
You only had to give us one word, but that was good. An extended answer as we motioned for Chris to come back in.
Can't Beat Chris, sponsored by Legoland Discovery Center, Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
We're just having fun with our new friend, Allison.
As long as she doesn't get too many right, then she'll be my friend.
All right. First question, Chris. Reality star Lala Kent was spotted rocking her baby bump at Coachella. What Bravo reality show does Lala Kent star on?
All right. You know, even though I don't watch this, I do know who this is. And it's Vanderpump Rules.
You both said Vanderpump Rules, and you're both correct.
Woo!
Question number two. Chance the Rapper is currently going through a pretty public divorce. What singing competition show was he recently a coach on?
It's The Voice.
You both said The Voice, and you're both correct.
Yes.
It could come down to this final question, Chris. No pressure.
Okay.
Lady Gaga is going to star as Harley Quinn in the new Joker movie. Finish the lyrics to her song, Paparazzi.
Me.
You said me.
Yeah, it's me.
You both said me.
Paparazzi. I love that song. Allison, you know I love Lady Gaga.
Allison did the same thing. She just had to keep going too, right? The correct answer is me. You both got it all correct today.
Yes, good job, Allison.
Allison, that means we will not make you say the phrase of shame because you tied with Chris, a very, very formidable opponent, with all three correct today. Good job.
Thank you. That was fun.
Just for play, we'll hook you up with the tickets to see Eliza Schlesinger's The Get Ready Tour at the Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Eliza's Get Ready Tour hits the Ovation Hall at Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City on Saturday, August 17th. Tickets are on sale now at The Ocean AC, but hang in line for us, Allison. You're getting them for free.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Oh my God, we're going crazy with all this Taylor Swift info. So, you know, of course, Tortured Poets Department is out tonight at midnight, her 11th album. And we're hearing, though, that some of it was leaked yesterday and the Swifties went nuts. So we tried to find it. I mean, it's gone. The Swifties have buried it because, you know, they want you to respect Taylor and just listen to it tonight at midnight when we all listen to it together for the first time. By the way, we're having a listening party tonight at Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing, starting at 11. Taylor drinks, you know, themed drinks, exclusive prizes and stuff. You're invited. So come on out. And then at midnight, we're all going to listen to it together. So the Swifties started flooding Twitter with like old songs and stuff, so you couldn't find the leaks, right?
Right. So I saw a few posts. It was like, oh, this is her song with Post Malone called Fortnite. And then you click on the video thinking you're going to hear the new song, and it's just the Fortnite theme song. There was also this song that was kind of circulating on Twitter that we've heard a few months ago during the Super Bowl. This was like an AI version of Taylor singing about Travis, but this is one of the ones that was kind of floating around that Twitter thread.
So happy that my Travis made it to the big game.
Obviously, that's not real.
Right, exactly. So, you know, there's QR codes popping up around the world, which go to videos, which are like snippets of videos. Of a video, I should say. And they're thinking that's going to be the first video from the album. So she's planted Easter eggs around the entire world.
And you know she's good at that.
So we'll talk more Taylor with Donnie, you know, Meacham from Pop Crush Nights at about 8:30 this morning because he's like total Swiftie. We'll pick his brain a little bit. So Time Magazine released their annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world. You know, it's the Time 100. Dua Lipa made the list this year. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes made it. Taylor's bestie, Jack Antonoff, you know, the record producer, he made it. Michael J. Fox. So the Time 100 TV special is going to be May 12th on ABC. Dua Lipa is going to be performing. So a bunch of people from The Office. Gianna loves The Office.
It's my favorite show of all time.
They got back together for an AT&T ad campaign. You got to listen to a little bit of it here.
I have a business idea. So are you in?
I'm in.
Nothing else to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
I need to speak to my agent.
From the show, their character names, it was Dwight, Pam, Creed, Daryl, Meredith, Kevin, if that means anything to you.
You know it all. Office fans know that. So we got it posted for you. You can go check it out, the ad, the AT&T ad. It's up at the 945 PST Instagram story. And who does this? Do you throw coins just in the garbage? It's money. Why would you do that? But apparently Americans throw away up to $68 million in coins every single year.
I've never done that in my life.
I don't care if it's a penny. That's a penny more than I had.
Agreed.
So there's the scoop.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the Crew.
Just after 8 o'clock. We got another cash code for you. 10 chances every weekday for you to win up to 30 grand in your hand. Brought to you locally by Dogs and Cats Rule for all natural pet foods and supplies online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. Your student loan could go away for good. All right, so make sure you're listening. We'll do that just after 8.
Chris and the crew. 94.5 PST. 94.5 PST.
I not want you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the cruise court.
All right, Bianca and Ryan are here because she wants to invite her ex's parents to their wedding. All right, what's going on here, guys?
This is insanity. She wants her ex's parents, ex-boyfriend's parents, at our wedding.
That is honestly, I can't even wrap my head around this. This is pretty weird.
It's not really weird at all. I mean, my ex and I dated for over 5 years, so I got close with his mom.
Look, the fact that you talked to him doesn't bother me, but them potentially to come to my wedding is odd.
They're like my family at this point. Like, I can't imagine my wedding day without them.
You have to admit, though, you can see where other people think this might be weird, though, right?
Okay, I'm aware that it sounds weird, but Ryan is acting like I'm inviting my ex. I'm not that crazy.
How do you know that if you invite his parents, he won't just show up? You know, like, what if he tries to put a stop to our wedding, you know?
Oh, my God. You are so blowing this out of proportion. He has a girlfriend. He doesn't care about my wedding.
Bianca, how would you feel if the roles were reversed? You'd have a huge issue with my ex's coming, you know, ex's family coming.
This is different, okay? Like, his parents were always so good to me. I get along well with my family and his family. We can't leave them out.
There's no place for them at the wedding. I'm sorry.
This is my wedding, too, and I would like to get a say on the guest list.
Oof. All right, guys, hold up, because I feel like you're getting a little heated here. I can sense the tension. All right, do me a favor, hold on. We're going to get you some votes, and then you guys have agreed that whatever our final decision is, it's going to be your final decision, right?
Yes, because they're going to agree with me.
Ooh, okay.
And I do say, like, Joe, we always put a little wager on this. I think if she gets the votes, she gets to have her ex's parents at her wedding. If he gets the votes, they don't come.
Agreed, right?
All right.
This is interesting.
I don't think this is cut and dry.
This is not. Because we're not talking about the ex going, right, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, the ex is not coming. And I was in a situation where I was really close with my ex-boyfriend's mom. But I have to say, I think she would have just known that she wasn't coming to my wedding.
Yeah,
she didn't come to my wedding.
Is it really their place to be there, though?
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, if it was just a, you know, birthday party, even bridal shower, I'd say if you want to invite the ex's mom.
That feels like a gift grab, Gianna.
It does, but I don't know. If it's just her side of the family, I'd say it's a little more normal. But when you mix the new fiance side of the family with the ex's, it's just messy.
All right, what do you think here? You got to give us a call and cast your vote.
Who's right? Who's wrong? Call now. Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
Would you ever invite your ex's family to your wedding? That's the big
debate.
The big debate here in Cruise Court this morning. It's Chris, Joe, Gianna. So let's go to the phones because Ryan does not want this to happen at all. She says that she became close with her ex. She's not talking about inviting her ex, just his parents, because they become close, you know, over the years. Let's get to the phones. Denise in South Philly is on the line. All right, so you're on her side, right? Why?
Well, this happened to me many, many years ago.
Oh.
First of all, Ryan needs to be secure in his upcoming marriage with her. It's not about the guests. It's about her for that day. My husband couldn't care less. My ex's parents knew that their son was across the bear. They knew it.
Yeah.
And they were happy that I found somebody else and moved on. And they celebrated everything. My kids, my engagement part, everything. They were there for everything because they were so lovely. And I understand. But sometimes it's not about the guests. Make her happy. It's her day. And if he's secure with that, the ex isn't coming.
I love
that. That's true.
I love it.
That is true.
All right, let's go to Tracy in Hamilton. All right, Tracy, I hear you're on his side. Tell me why.
Hey, I'm on Ryan's side because I just think it's borderline disrespectful to even choose to involve anything from your ex into your future. So go, Ryan, and stand your ground, buddy.
I love it.
Wow, I want you as my therapist.
Me too, Tracy.
That is some tough love,
well
Tracy.
Well said. All right, Cherie, you're on his side. You got to tell us why.
You know, I understand that she has this wonderful relationship with her ex
ex's mother, and they can still go out as friends and stuff like that. But this, unlike I heard that other caller, but this is his wedding too. It's 2024. We have to do 50-50.
Mm-hmm. I get both sides. Point.
All right, Lulu's in Princeton. You're on her side, right? Tell me why.
It's her wedding. She should be able to invite whoever she wants. If she's super close to the ex's parents, then she should be able to invite them.
I agree. You know what? I kind of get it.
This is wild. I'm going to have to really break up the big calculator.
I'm starting to lean towards her side. Is that bad?
I don't know. If you're the ex's parents, though, do you just gracefully bow out and say, we've got a great relationship. I don't need to be at your wedding. Hugs and kisses.
But
you know.
She's kind of in a hard spot now, though, because what if they expect an invitation and she doesn't send it?
They shouldn't expect.
People do. But the thing is, we're not debating should they show up. We are debating, right. Do they get the invitation?
Sure. Right.
And it doesn't matter if they show up or not, because the damage will be done in a relationship.
This is super just close. Any votes in the app chat before we finish this all up? Because we may need these.
I'm seeing Chels wrote in and said, no, do not invite them. It's a respect thing, which I kind of get. I'm really in the middle. Diane in Hamilton said, I'm on his side. It's an uncomfortable situation. Carmella in Maple Shade said, absolutely not. I'm with him. Seeing Rosie and Ewing said, hard no. What if the dad stays and the ex goes with the mom? Nope. So sorry.
That's a good point. I would love that.
All right, I'm going to get them back on. Joe, you tally the votes. I'm going to get them back on.
I hope I'm good at math.
There's a lot of votes this morning. All right, Bianca and Ryan, can you both hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, you guys know that whatever our final decision is going to be your final decision. And we've made a little wager here, a little bet, that if she gets the most votes, Ryan, they get to be on the guest list. But Bianca, if he gets the most votes, they're not coming.
Right.
You're both nervous because there's no indication. 54.3%.
So close.
Are on her side. He's coming. They're coming to the wedding.
Wow.
Ryan, you can always call it off.
I'm just going to hope that they don't take the invitation. Yeah. You
know? That there's always that chance, Ryan.
Don't let it bother you,
Let
Ryan.
Us know how it turns out.
All right, good luck, guys.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Oh, boy.
Coming up, Bianca's getting back with her ex.
Stop it. We are going to talk to Donnie from Pop Crush Nights. We're talking all things Taylor throughout the morning. Of course, Tortured Poets Department, you know, Taylor's 11th album out tonight at midnight. We're having a big listening party at Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill tonight at 11 o'clock. You can join us. Joe's going to be there after trivia. He's going to do it. Everybody's going to listen to it together at midnight. We got Taylor-themed drinks and prizes and things like that. So come on out. Details at 945pst.com.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
Viewing, start at 11 o'clock. We are doing an album release party. Yeah, big listening party for the Tortured Poets Department, which, of course, is out at midnight. Joe, they've got a bunch of, like, Taylor-themed drinks getting ready to serve. Exclusive.
Yeah. Folklore.
You know, exclusive prizes and all kinds of stuff. So grab your friends. And, of course, at midnight, we're all going to listen to the album together. Donnie Meacham's here from Pop Crush Nights. Donnie, Taylor mania is, like, sweeping the country.
You know, it's coast to coast. You know, I'm in L.A. You guys are there in Jersey. Yeah, I'm up early just to hang out with you guys. I'm going to be up late with Pop Crush Nights. Seriously, the show ends at midnight. And I'm going to be immediately listening to every track word for word, dissecting the album.
So the song Florida is a collaboration with Florence and the Machine. Now, Taylor's been friends with Florence for years.
Yeah, this one, though, is probably the only song that I'm like, interesting, Florida. Like, because Taylor doesn't really have a connection to Florida. When you think about Taylor Swift, you know, Florida is, you know, mostly known for, sorry, Florida, but like dumb criminals and happening. I don't think of Taylor Swift and Florence and the Machine.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, did she and an ex go to Florida? You normally hear about Nashville and L.A., you know, but Florida?
Literally. Yeah.
Is this political, though, Donnie? Do you think there's any chance, right? Florida's often in the news for some controversial laws and political figures. I wondered when I saw this, and Florence Welch has dabbled in some of that. I wondered, is it possible she's getting political on this?
Ooh, I mean, remember in that documentary, she had that whole moment about wanting to speak out against Trump, and her dad was like, no, I don't think you should. And she starts crying, and she's like, maybe she wrote it during that period. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, I am loving the fact that Post Malone is on this album. I mean, it was kind of like she was fangirling him and said afterwards, you know, like, hey, you want to come on my album? Because didn't, you know, she complimented him and his work and stuff. And now here he is on the album.
Yep. Having Post Malone on any album, I think, is a winner. Because first of all, just being in the studio with Post Malone, just looking at that sexy tattooed face, I don't even know what I would do. I would just be like, oh my gosh, I have Posty here in the room with me.
He is kind of hot,
well,
isn't he?
I mean, this is a big month for, I mean, Post has now been, will have now been on the two biggest albums possibly of the year on Cowboy Carter and now, you know, now appearing on Beyonce's album.
That's,
you know,
right,
back
yeah.
to back 2 weeks apart or whatever, I mean, 3 weeks apart.
She's a Posty, he's a Swifty. I mean, this has got to work.
Oh, yeah. And so my co-host, Lauren Schnapp, lives in Nashville. And we might have some internal news. There's going to be some other really big Posty stuff coming up.
Ooh. He's a busy, busy guy. So, Donnie, what do you think? And it's funny we say this because, you know, she might be charting her new era. But, you know, you've been really dissecting a lot of the clues online. Is there any idea if it's going to be more folklore, more 1989? I went down a TikTok wormhole over the weekend and I saw some weird mashups of those words. Is there any indication which of them it might be?
I mean, for all of us, I hope it's more 1989. Folklore and Evermore, because it's like, you know what, you did two of those albums back to back, you got it, but then you came out with Midnights and you won us all back, so let's stick with that territory.
You know, Jack Antonoff, one of her besties, is listed as, you know, a producer on at least, you know, a couple, at least 8 of the tracks, I think. So I mean, is it going to be that type of sound? You know, they've worked together before.
Yeah, well, one of Taylor's biggest hits lately has been Cruel Summer, which was actually on Lover multiple albums ago, but Jack Antonoff did that one. So I'm like, you know what? They have a good track record.
Yep.
So let's, fingers crossed, it's going to be a lot of that.
Oh, we cannot wait. We'll keep this going again next hour. Just about 9:10, we'll keep chatting with you, Donnie. So hang out. We're talking all things Taylor, of course, ahead of tomorrow's Total Taylor Takeover here on PST.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
9 o'clock, just after 9 o'clock, we'll give you the next cash code of the day. I know you wanted $30,000 in your hand. Oh my God, that could be your rent paid for the next year, at least, right? We're going to hook you up 10 chances every weekday to get your hands on $30,000 in your hand. So make sure you're listening. We'll do it again just after 9 o'clock.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the crew's Daily Scoop.
Oh, my God. So we're hearing so much more about the Tortured Poets Department. Of course, Taylor Swift's latest album is out tonight at midnight. We're having a big listening party at Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing tonight, starting at 11 with Taylor-themed drinks, exclusive prizes. Bring all your friends. It's going to be so much fun. And of course, at midnight, we'll listen to the entire album. Tomorrow, Total Taylor Takeover on 94.5 PST. We'll play the album in the morning, our favorite Taylor throwbacks, all that. So make sure you're listening. All right, so let's get to this, because there were alleged leaks from the album last night. It was all over Twitter. But now the Swifties are coming to her defense and kind of protecting her, because they wanted to come out at midnight. And, you know, they don't want to not respect her art and everything like that. So what do we know, Gianna?
So we heard that there was supposedly a Google Drive link that had 17 tracks on it, which we know that there's 17 songs on the album.
And Taylor confirmed that. So it was like the whole album that apparently leaked last night.
So now Swifties have gone on Twitter and they started, you know, putting fake posts with old songs, clips of old songs with the new album cover to kind of trick people into thinking it's the new song.
So I have some experience in dealing with releases like this in this job. I would be shocked if it wound up on a Google Drive.
Her team is too buttoned up for this.
And they've been for years. Yep. Chris and I and Gianna will tell you, I mean, they were like the originators of like passcodes. And like they'd show up and like they'd have a box that would like have a self-timer and you could only listen to a song for 2 minutes and we're us.
So it's one crazy. Of the songs that the Swifties are posting is like this AI song that we heard back when Travis got into the Super Bowl. Listen.
So happy that my Javi made it to the
It's comedy.
But they're doing that to protect Taylor. Yeah. In case there was a leak, they don't want anybody to hear it until midnight tonight.
Exactly.
I don't think it was a leak.
I'm telling you, the papers, somebody will be jailed.
So QR codes have started popping up all over the world. And apparently when you scan these QR codes, they're leading to like snippets of a video. And they think that's going to be the first video out. They're popping up everywhere. These murals have been showing up. Chicago, Mexico City, like, you know, all over the place, too. You never saw one in Philly?
I've been looking. And I've been paying attention, you know, in Philly. We also haven't heard about one official one in New York City yet. So I assume today might be the day for some of those. Ooh. And don't forget, we know the first video we know of is coming out at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. It is possible one might come before that. That's the beauty of the art, you know?
Interesting. And what'd you hear about Florida?
The Swifties now have this idea that the title, because, you know, we're going to talk with Donnie a little bit about the song Florida at 9. The idea is it might be where he cheated. And that's why Florence Welch is on that song. Not because he cheated with Florence Welch, to be clear.
Right. Heads up, the Bad Bunny show is going to go on tomorrow night at the Wells Fargo Center as planned. Sixers won last night, which means they don't need another game there tomorrow night. So, yeah, Bad Bunny there tomorrow night. And Time Magazine released their annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world. Joe, did you hear who's on it? Your girl.
I did.
Dua Lipa.
Yes.
Yep, it's the Time 100. Michael J. Fox, Patrick Mahomes, you know, the Chiefs quarterback, Kelly Ripa. Oh, Taylor's bestie, Jack Antonoff, the record producer. So the TV special is May 12th on ABC, and Dua is performing.
Right,
there's a scoop.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Just after 9 o'clock, we're going to give you the next cash code of the day. Yeah, 30 grand in your hand. Sponsored locally by Dogs and Cats Rule for all natural pet foods and supplies. Online at dogsandcatsrule.pet.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
Talking Taylor Swift here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's like Taylor Eve. Can you feel the excitement building? Tortured Poets Department is out at midnight tonight. We're having a big listening party tonight at Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Joe's going to be there after trivia hosting the whole thing.
Have I wished you a Merry Taylor Eve?
I'd be like to thank you.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this.
Merry Taylor Eve.
Tomorrow during, you know, the crew, we're doing a total Taylor takeover. We're playing the album, you know, and our favorite Taylor throwbacks all morning long.
I have to learn how to say that. That's not an easy phrase.
What?
Out loud. A total, that's going to trip me up all morning.
Oh, come on. And so we have Donnie Meacham here. He's from Pop Crush Nights, and he's talking all things Taylor because I think he's one of the biggest Swifties on the staff here. So, Donnie, what surprises do you think Taylor is going to have for us tomorrow?
That's the thing where everyone is on like pins and needles because Taylor just doesn't release an album. Taylor's like, hey, I'm releasing an album. I'm announcing I'm running for president.
Right.
I'm giving everyone a car. I'm fixing world hunger. Like I just married Travis Kelce. That's the thing. There's going to be something huge alongside the album.
Really. And I feel like we have to check with the different cities around the country. Like something's going to happen here and something's going to happen here. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there's like in Chicago, there's all those like random murals that are popping up and people are like, is this Taylor doing it? Is these random Swifties? I'm just like walking around West Hollywood being like, do I see a number 13 somewhere? Do I see a lyric somewhere? Do I see TTPD hidden, you know, in the stars? I'm looking for it.
I was looking around, I was looking around this weekend and like there's a Little Nas X mural and I was walking around that block in Philly, in Center City, and I was like, is there going to be a sign here or something? Because those, you know, and sometimes it's a random place like that. And don't forget, we are closest to Taylor's home, you
That's
know, in Bucks
true.
County.
Her home, it's like the hidden Mickeys that, you know, that are all over Disney World. It's like you got to really be paying attention on album release day.
Yeah, Taylor's the new Banksy. We're just like all looking around for it. Like, where is the art?
And what can we expect tonight, Donnie? I know you guys are prepping an all Taylor filled party tonight, you know, starting at 7 with Pop Crush Nights. What's coming up tonight?
Yeah, well, it's a Thirst K on Pop Crush Nights. We are playing three throwbacks an hour. So we're giving you all the Taylor that you want. Of course, there's going to be, you know, Cruel Summer and Is It Over Now and some new Taylor in there. But we're definitely giving you three Taylor throwbacks an hour at 10:30 and 50. So tune in and hang out.
We love dishing with you, Donnie. Come back anytime.
Oh, please. I'm here.
Try not to cry too much this weekend either, because I think we're all going to be somewhere in our feels about some ex-man or someone that wronged us at some point. Hopefully it has those good vibes. Thank you for making time with us, Donnie.
All right. Have a good one.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.